the town is ultimately is intended for 10,000 new homes, and the application that we've submitted is for the first 8,500 homes.
And what's the benefit of a garden town as opposed to other developments?
Well, this town in particular, I think, it was a choice really between constructing a new town from scratch or adding on to existing settlements, particularly in Folkestone and Hythe. And I think the key advantage here is that we're starting in a position where we can build new infrastructure rather than rely and add burden to existing infrastructure of those towns.
And that's very important, isn't it? Because obviously with a development this big, it is going to have an impact, isn't it, on the local community that's already there?
It will impact on local communities, and that level of housing, wherever you put it, is going to have an impact on somebody. But what it's really tackling is the inherent need for new homes. And I think there's a general recognition now that over the last few decades there simply hasn't been enough housing stock provided. And that's creating issues, particularly for people that are trying to get into to the market. But there's a general undersupply that we're trying to address here. One of the advantages in doing it as a garden town means that the infrastructure can be provided early on, but also that we can create new spaces and a landscape which otherwise wouldn't be available. So we are able to install things like cycleways and footpaths to reduce the use of the car, something that would be very difficult to do if you were adding to an existing settlement. There are key advantages in this particular location in that it has already got direct access to the M20 motorway, and also the main railway line. So key infrastructure is provided from day one.